So I think the point I'm talking about a bit is similar to the earlier talk, but rather than the outcome, which interested me to present this talk is the way we get to where we did. So it's not the end product, but the process is what interested me a lot, and what farmers did with something that we introduced to them. So that's something that I got. So I think everybody, treadle pump is a very old technology, and this talk is about something that the farmers did with this. I'll try to introduce the area and talk about some background of the study area, and then what we found with that respect. And this project was done in Eastern Harargay. Does this thing work? Yeah. So Eastern Harargay is located here, and it's one of the hotspots of drought, and definitely with drought there is food shortage. The area is dominated by smallholder farmers, and always population is increasing. The landholding has to be distributed between new children that are going to be head of the household. So land area is always going down. So there is always a food shortage in those areas. And most of the farmers are subsistence farmers, actually. Another thing is there is a lot of fragmentation of land. That has its own issues. Farmers have to go further and further every time to do work, and rainfall is unpredictable. And one unique thing in this area is most of the farm operation is done by whole human labor, and that has a very important implication. In other areas of Ethiopia, it's always an oxen-driven plow, but in this area, they usually do the hoeing. And I think, I don't know if it is related to that, or there is some experience in irrigation. So I think the whole culture facilitates handling the irrigation, watering and things like that. So our assumption is there is drought, so we can introduce something that elevates that drought, and we thought treadle pump is something that can be that can have a better potential, and also the fact that there is existing knowledge about irrigation help. So we identified areas where treadle pump can be installed, and the prerequisite is there should be an area where at least you can find water, boring hole water, 6 to 32 in meters. And it's also where manual drilling is possible, because the farmers themselves are the ones who are doing the drilling and identify willing farmers who want to try. And actually identifying the farmers who want to try was also one of the key points, because when we tell them, they couldn't understand the concept of having a borehole with, you know, 10 centimeter wide can support, can create water that supports a field. So initially, this is one of the initial activities, boring the hole, and the treadle pump that we introduced in the area is this one. It's mainly wooden, something that you can find in local area, and some iron casting and things like that. So this is what we started with, and this is what we were anticipating we are going to see when we go back after a while. This is another picture of the treadle pump, originally installed, as I said. So after 2 years, some of the farmers are stealing the same, using the same thing, and some of the farmers are using this one and the modification they did. And some of the farmers have just abandoned some of the original ones. And some places it's just covered with. So this is another farmer who happened to be the trainee to bore the hole and introduce the treadle pump to the area. And also the treadle pump was installed on his farm too. So this is the kind of farmers that you see on the adoption curve, and he's on the upper part of the sigma. So when we go to his farm, this is what he did. Basically, we asked him where is the treadle pump, and then he took his thing and started to hoe the area. And so here you see it's a flat land, not, you don't see anything. Then he uncovers something, then he opens the opening of the tube, and then you see a tube that is covered with soil. And yeah, we just followed, and he is telling us what he did with the treadle pump. Basically, they stripped up everything above the ground and used the concept that, you know, you remember the first time they asked it, how does a borehole that is about 10 centimeter wide can support bring water that supports the field. So that concept led them to put that amount of that pump into the ground, and then they used another, rather than using the manual river, they decided to buy a lifting device, small pump, and they he's showing us how he fits the pump to the plastic tubing that he buried. And that's another interesting thing that they did to seal the connection. They didn't use anything. They just used the soil is clay, and they figured out if they did that, and yeah, they have a ceiling there, and the pump can pull water. So another guy is doing the same thing, just sealing that clay, and that's an airtight ceiling. And now they have to add an additional plastic pump that takes the water to the field, and that's basically what they did. And this is completely out of our expectation, and they took something that we brought to them and get completely different set of apparatus that works better to their situation. So the other thing that came out of this is this guy and another guy that works with him, once they developed that, they went to other farmers, including this lady, and they did the same thing for her. So they are actually transferring the technology themselves. And this lady was talking about it for more than an hour, and she was happy the way it, and one of the farmer, this farmer, he didn't transfer to this new method, and so the lady is telling him how much he was losing, and we don't actually, the team doesn't have to even talk to them and judge how helpful the implement the new way of doing is to the farmers. Those are the two farmers that originally was trained to install the treadle pump, but they modified everything and took the top part of the treadle pump and just created the new modification. So basically, they took the treadle pump, they took the drilling concept, and they buried the plastic tube instead of a pipe, and they bought this small pipe and. Basically, they have much better output, and they can cover a lot of land too. And this is one of the harvests they were showing. The other thing we don't know. I'm an agronomist. It never came to me that you can bury. You can harvest potatoes, bury them, and then cover it with soil to keep it fresh. And that's how they keep it fresh until they sell it to the local. And one other thing that defines a technology that is introduced to farmers is also the market, the outlet, the availability of outlet for the produce. And I think that this area is close to close to the bigger towns, and also close to Djibouti, where especially vegetable crops are in high demand. And so I think that has also contributed, because whatever they produce, there is always an outlet for selling, and they get a lot of return for them, and so basically it's what they produce is always have somewhere to go. So what we learned from them is they said it costs them from 5,000 to 8,000 per to set up the whole thing, the drilling the hole, putting plastic in the hole, and attaching the small motor for water lifting. And they said they can increase their revenue up to 90,000 per household. And because they are talking in household, because their individual land holding is very small, so they don't use the irrigation for a single person. There is about seven individuals in a household, and so one additional difference with this is there is more land that can be put into production, because in the old system, if they can afford, they talk to some people from town who have got some excavation machine, and they create a lot of they have a lot of area that is excavated to bring this the water from the water table, and it covers a lot of area. But with this new method, they take only a very small amount of land, and especially where somewhere where there is a lot of land shortage, I think saving a small parcel of land is very important. Yeah, that's all I have, and if you have any question. The other thing is, I think I have to appreciate there is an anthropologist who was working with us, and there is always as a biologist you think, okay, this is straightforward, this is easy, it can be done, but he always has to talk to the team, and he has a different way of thinking. And so I think we can go into the theory of development, all the development theories, but I think one thing that we understood is the way farmers, one thing farmers are very creative, very productive, and they are living in a very difficult situation, and they have to be resourceful to live in this difficult situation. And I think sometimes what we forget is when we are working with farmers, they have survived until we went to their village. And whatever we took with them, how good it is, it has to acknowledge first how they survived so far, and only contribute if it creates a better system than when we are there. So I think I grew up on a small farmer, and I sometimes go back to Ethiopia, and it asks me how much money is thrown, and most of this money is, the farmer is down there, the source of revenue is here, and there are a lot of things going in here. And I think we have to weigh, as a development workers, we have to find a way to penetrate the cloud and reach the ground. And I think the message that I want you to get from this presentation is, this farmer survived up to now. And there is a reason for that. And let's see why, and figure out if we can add something to help them empower the survival mechanism. Thank you.